The Obama administration has hailed democratic reforms in Myanmar as one of its big diplomatic successes in Asia. 4 years ago, it began a transition from military dictatorship to fledgling democracy. Lately, though, Washington has toned down its enthusiasm. Signs have emerged that political reform is stuck or even backsliding in the country. The country heads to the polls in November. It could lead to the most democratic government it's ever had. Or not. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Yangon.
I'm tagging along with a group of volunteers who are going door to door checking names, addresses, and other data on voter registration lists. This group is with the National League for Democracy, or NLD, the main opposition party headed by democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi. After surveying several families, volunteer Zawin Pyo shares his findings with me.
Of the voter lists we have checked so far in these wards, 70% of the information is incorrect. Mainly we're seeing people who have either passed away or moved overseas are still on the lists.
Residents whose names or other information on voter lists are wrong may not be able to vote. The lists are not the only problem. In several border areas, ethnic insurgents are battling government troops. Voters there may not feel safe heading to the polls. Saya Chaw Swa Mint heads a voter education group called the People's Alliance for Credible Elections. He says that the country needs a lot of voter education, as some rural residents aren't even sure what elections are for.
They don't really understand what is the link between the elections, the political process, and their daily life. They don't see any link between these.
Many Burmese, though, are passionate about their politics. 3 years ago, jubilant crowds cheered Aung San Suu Kyi as she was elected to parliament just a year after being released from nearly two decades of house arrest. She was confined to her home in 1990. She and her party swept elections that year, but the then-ruling junta refused to recognize the results. By running for a seat in parliament in 2012, Suu Kyi was essentially gambling that Myanmar's rulers are serious about democratic reforms. Independent analyst Yen Myo Thane says that was a tragic miscalculation.
The current parliament seems to be set up as a trap, so she herself and the other parliamentarian from her party cannot do anything.
That's because Myanmar's military holds veto power in parliament. Also, Myanmar's constitution bars Suu Kyi from serving as president because her sons are British citizens. The military is unwilling to change that clause. Aung Thane Lin, an executive committee member of the ruling Union Solidarity and Development Party and a former army general, says the clause barring Suu Kyi from the presidency is not aimed at any single individual. It's a lesson learned from more than a century of British colonial rule.
We are worried about the future of our country. If a person under the influence of foreign powers becomes president, it could have an impact on our country's sovereignty.
But members of Aung San Suu Kyi's party still hold out hope. Win Tain is a member of the NLD executive committee. He says that if the NLD and their allies sweep the elections and get a supermajority in parliament, they could still amend the constitution and make Suu Kyi president.
We are total optimists. Our ultimate goal is to put her in the presidency.
That was NPR's Anthony Kuhn.